At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com, register for my free instructional videos that go out on a weekly basis, and find out information there about getting golf lessons from me, either at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at The Golf Practice in Highland Park, Illinois. My two locations where I am teaching away and enjoying the heck out of it. I had some great students. A lot of good lessons. And the last lesson I gave brought up a subject that I want to talk about today. You know, there's a lot of statistics in golf. And I ask my students, analyze your game. And they come up with statistics that they give me. And then, of course, everybody analyzes the professionals on the various tours, and they try to analyze their games. And one of the questions people ask is, well, you know, what are the most important statistics? Well, the other day when I had a student, and I said, analyze your game for me. So he pulls out his phone, and he starts going through all his statistics that he's kept for every round. And of course, most of these apps that measure statistics have you write down greens in regulation, which means if you hit a par 5 in 3 shots, you got a green in regulation. If you hit a par 4 in 2 shots, you get a green in regulation. If you hit a par 3 in 1 shot, you get a green in regulation. And then you also write down fairways hit. And this gentleman's going through his statistics, and he's telling me all the fairways he hits and how many he hits and how many misses and how many greens he hit and how many misses. I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how does that tell you anything at all about your game? First off, the fairway statistic is the one I want to talk about today. That is really the most meaningless statistic in the game of golf. It really is. And I have known this forever, but now a lot of people know it, and they realize it. And that's why the statistics have changed over the years. When I first started coaching on tour, that's how they kept statistics. Fairways hit, greens in regulation, and the statistics were nothing like they are today. Now today, all these statistics are strokes gain statistics. So it gives you a number and a ranking based on how you're gaining strokes on the field, which takes into account playing in different tournaments. I mean, I always wanted Tiger Woods, when I was coaching him, to play the first term of the year, which was the Century Tournament of Champions. I always wanted him to play that tournament because I knew that the media — this was before they were named the corrupt golf media, but they were still the corrupt golf media back then — they would be all over this one statistic, and that was fairways hit. And they used to get on me about that all the time. These guys would come up to me and ask me about this every single day. All of these guys in the media that barely know anything about golf but cover golf. And they would tell me, I mean, Tiger's, what about Tiger's fairways hit? What about Tiger's fairways hit? What about Tiger's fairways hit? And I always wanted them to play at Century Tournament of Champions because those fairways are so wide. I mean, they're like 60 yards wide. Some of them more than that. I mean, you can't hardly miss a fair. Even back in the day when Tiger wasn't hitting it as straight, he still wasn't going to miss a fairway at Kapalua. The fairways were so wide. And I thought, boy, this would be great. We start off the year playing at Kapalua, 72 holes. You know, you take out the par threes, you know, 56 fairways we got a chance to hit. And he's going to hit, you know, he's going to hit 50 of them for sure at Kapalua. And that's going to give us a nice cushion. That's going to give us a nice cushion for at least a few weeks, so I don't have to hear the golf media ask me about how many fairways Tiger has hit. Because even back then, all the way back to 2004, I knew that statistic was absolutely worthless. But if he played, if Tiger played at Kapalua, he'd hit a lot of fairways, and then we'd be in pretty good shape on that statistic. And he hit a lot of greens, too. And we'd be in good shape on those two statistics. Of course, hitting greens was never his problem. But for sure, the fairways hit, and that would carry us through a few weeks. So, and conversely, if he skipped the Century Tournament of Champions and maybe started it, I don't know, pick another course, Torrey Pines in San Diego. Two golf courses they play there. But the South Course is a U.S. Open course. So the fairways are quite narrow. And you're not going to hit as many fairways, obviously, at a U.S. Open style course with narrow fairways that are maybe 30, 35 yards wide as you will at a golf course where the fairways are 60 to 65 yards wide. But yet, when they kept the statistics, it didn't matter where you played. They were just counting fairways hit. So it was a statistic that didn't matter. I always, you know, noticed that and thought about that, and I knew there was a better way to understand statistically off the tee what was important and what wasn't. And back in the day, they would measure your driving distance, which was a skewed statistic too, because they would measure it on like two holes on the golf course, or two holes on the front nine and two holes on the back nine. And, you know, I always thought, well, what if these two holes are narrower holes and you hit it in the rough and it doesn't roll as much? Or, you know, what if the both holes on the back nine are playing into the wind? And it was a weird way to keep distance too. But then what they would talk about total driving, and they'd say, here's the statistic that measures your total driving. And what they would do is they would add up your ranking on fairways hit. Say you were, 50th in fairways hit, and then you were 50th in distance. Well, then your average ranking would be 50th, and then they'd say that's your total driving is where you're ranked 50th. And I thought, that doesn't make any sense either, because distance is far, far, far more important than accuracy. Far more important. And I always thought, you know, analyzing this statistic, this total distance statistic, it's probably at least 2 to 1. Okay, like said, let's say distance 66% important, fairways hit 33%. And when I analyzed the numbers and really by my gut looked at who the best drivers were, that's about what it came out to. It wasn't 50-50. It was like 66, 33, and two-thirds, one-third. And then as the years have gone by, they figured out, as I said, how to do these statistics better. And they have the strokes gain statistics. Mark Brody came up with this system, and it measures exactly how players relate to their peers and to the players that they're playing against in specific tournaments. So if you play at Kapalua, where the fairways are real wide, you're not all of a sudden, you know, skewed in a way that you look like you're a great driver when you really aren't. First off, I have a very simple definition, especially for amateur golfers, of what a good drive is. My definition of a good drive starts with anyone you can find. If you can locate that drive, if you can find your drive, if you can find your tee shot, it is not that bad. Because the most important thing that you have to do in golf, absolutely, I always talk about the three keys to golf, but number one is by far the most important. You have to eliminate penalty shots. You have to eliminate penalty shots. So you can go out there and you can look at your statistics like my student did last week. And he pulled out all these statistics. And he said, I hit this many fairways here, this many fairways here, this many fairways here. And it doesn't tell me anything. First off, what I want to know is how many penalty shots are you taking off the tee? Is that an issue? And it is for most people, especially for amateur golfers. It's an issue. So penalty shots are the number that I want to know about. Are you able to find your ball? You could hit 12 fairways, far more than the tour average. And if you hit 12 fairways, but you hit two balls out of bounds and take four penalty strokes, because an out of bounds is a stroke and distance penalty, which is essentially a two-shot penalty. If you hit two balls out of bounds and take four penalty shots, even though you hit 12 fairways, that is terrible driving. Not bad driving, horrible driving. You just lost four shots off the tee, and you haven't even got to your second shot yet. So fairways hit is not something you need to worry about. Worry about, are you taking penalty shots? And then once you analyze where your penalty shots are happening, you can now have some idea of what you need to work on or what you need to fix. Because in golf, what you have to do, and I've said this many times, you have to fix your big miss. If you can go out there and you can play 18 holes and not take a penalty shot, you are on your way to play in probably the best golf of your life. It's really that you can hit bad tee shot, you can miss it, you can hit a slice or a hook or a whatever. You can sky it, you can do whatever, but nothing hurts you like a penalty shot. So when you analyze your game, are you taking penalty shots, and where are those penalty shots occurring? And specifically, are you slicing it or are you hooking it? Are you pulling it? Are you pushing it? And then further analysis. You know, I tend to take a penalty shot when there's trouble on the right. Or I have a specific problem with trouble on the right and a left to right wind. Or I'm taking penalty shots at a higher percentage on tee shots that dogleg to the left or dogleg to the right. That is some real analysis. But pulling out your statistics and analyzing how many fairways you hit, it doesn't tell me as an instructor, and it won't tell you as a student that's looking to get better. It will tell you absolutely nothing. It's just meaningless. It doesn't tell you a darn thing. You have to be able to have analysis, a diagnosis of what is going on if you're going to make a plan to get better. Remember, a goal without a plan is nothing but a dream. But you can't make a plan if you don't have a diagnosis. And you can't have a diagnosis of your golf game unless you start off with where am I taking these penalty shots? What club am I taking these penalty shots with? Which way is the ball going when I'm taking these penalty shots? And you may be taking them in multiple directions. You may have some going to the right, some going to the left. But it's like I explain to my students all the time. You got to miss to the right. You got to miss to the left. We got to pick one shot to fix, because when you miss to the right and you miss to the left, that is the dreaded double cross and the two-way miss. So you think it's going to curve this way, and it ends up curving the other way. Or, you know, the two-way miss is you're missing some to the right and some to the left. They call that army golf, left, right, left, right. You're all over the place. But anything I tell you to fix your shots that go one way is going to make the other way worse. In other words, if I give you a thought to fix your shots that go to the right, you fix shots by thinking about something, not just by, you know, Danny be the ball, hope it's going to go straight, I'm going to visualize my shot. No, no, no. You have to think about something to eliminate a bad shot. You think about something in your swing to eliminate a bad shot. You think about something in your setup that sets up your swing to eliminate a bad shot. You think about something on your grip that helps you eliminate a bad. You have to think about something. It just doesn't magically happen. But anything I tell you to fix your shot that's going to the right is going to make your shots to the left worse. Anything I tell you to fix your shots to the left is going to make your shots to the right worse. So we have to narrow it down so that you're only missing in one direction. That's the first. And it doesn't mean that you have to miss every single shot in only one direction, because that's not going to happen. You're going to miss some both ways. But if you can miss the majority of your shots in one direction and then work towards fixing that one shot, that's when you're on your way to really playing a lot better golf. That is when you're on your way to playing a lot better golf. Just a lot better. So you've got to create a pattern, and then you fix the pattern. If you're hitting a left, right, left, right, left, right, there's no pattern. Create a pattern, fix the pattern. And typically that starts off with most amateurs, fix the right ball. You're a right-handed player, you're slicing it to the right, you got to fix that shot. You fix that shot, you're on your road to playing good golf. I always tell people, nowhere on that road is there a slice. The road to good golf, nowhere on that road is there a slice. You can go from slicing to hooking to good golf. You go from slicing to hooking to learning to fade it, and now you're at great golf. That's the way you go. But tee shots are important. Distance is the most important. But what you really have to do is you have to be able to find your golf ball. Fairways hit, not so important. I'm looking at the statistics on the PGA Tour from last year. Rory McIlroy is historically one of the best tee ball players, one of the best drivers. And they say it all the time on TV. He's the best driver of the golf ball, or he's this or he's that. And they'll give you, they'll give you his statistics. They'll say he's a, total driving this, total driving that. Rory McIlroy last year was second on the PGA Tour in strokes gained off the tee. Scottie Scheffler was number one. Patrick Cantlay was number three. So you got Scheffler, McIlroy, Cantlay. 1, 2, 3 strokes gained off the tee. All right. Well, what else you need to know? Top three or three of the top four players in the world right there? I mean, that is that's pretty definitive right there. Rory McIlroy was number one in driving distance. 326.3 yards off the tee. Number one. Driving distance on all drives, he was number one at 311 yards. See, the driving distance, I think they're measuring on a couple holes. But the driving distance on all drives was 311 yards. See, every year the statistics get better and better and better. But here's a percentage for you. 53.25% Rory McIlroy's driving accuracy percentage. He was 156th 150. I mean, how many guys are even on tour? 156 in driving accuracy percentage. He hit 475 fairways out of 892 possible fairways. A little more than half his fairways. That's all he hit. And yet he still ranked, strokes gained, off the tee, he ranks second. I remember all the years when I was coaching Tiger Woods that the golf media would give me crap about his driving accuracy. And they would tell me how bad his driving accuracy was. And I always thought, you know what? His driving's not that bad. I didn't think it was. You know, I'd stand behind the tee, hit a rocket off the, I'd be on the course watching, he'd hit a rocket off the tee, and the thing would be going piping straight down the middle of the fairway. You know, hitting it over 300 yards. And it would walk up there, and the ball would be 1 inch in the rough. 1 inch in the first cut of rough. It would have hit and bounced and bounced and bounced and bounced. And the ball's 1 inch in the rough. And I thought, there we go. There's another missed fairway. Pretty good drive, though. 315 yards down the fairway. 1 inch in the first cut of rough. That's a bad drive? I don't think so. That's a good drive. In my book, it certainly is. But when they would analyze it, they say, he missed another fairway. I thought, you know what? I'm just not seeing that. What I'm seeing is somebody that's not taking penalties. As a matter of fact, I can remember in the 6 years I coached Tiger Woods, I remember him hitting it out of bounds at the Buick Open up in Michigan. I think it was like the 15th hole. He hooked one a little to the left. It might not even have been a driver. It might have been a three wood, but he hooked it to the left. That was a shorter course, and he didn't hit a lot of drivers. Might have hit a three wood, hooked it to left, and it bounced, and it bounced, and it hit the cart path, and it bounced. And it was like a foot out of bounds. And then I remember another tournament where the American Express over in London, and I forget what year that was, where he hit another ball out of bounds. And honestly, those are the only two like shots that I can remember. I mean, there must have been another one somewhere else, but the only ones I can remember in the 6 years I helped Tiger where he took penalty shots off the tee. It just didn't happen. He had a predictable miss. Now, when he'd miss, it would be kind of a high spinny cut to the right. And he knew that he could play from there. He knew that, okay, that's a place I can miss from. And that's how great players play. Great players stand up on a tee and they look at that tee shot and they say to themselves, where do I have room to miss?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
I'll give you an example. The 18th hole at TPC. You cannot miss in the lake to the left. You can't. You can miss to the right, especially if you're a big, strong, powerful player and you have great ability to curve the ball and ability to hit it high and ability to hit it low. You can probably figure out some way to get the ball up around the green from the right rough and maybe still have a good chance to make a par. But if you hit that thing into the where the alligators are over on the left, not good. You're not good. Now, if it hooks in there and you can drop up there, maybe you can still make a bogey. But if you really hook it and it starts left and you got to hit it again from the tee, you're staring at double bogey, at least if you can get the next one in play. That fairway on 18 might be 40 yards wide. But when Tiger Woods played there, his fairway was about 15 yards wide. His fairway would start 15 yards inside the right line of the rough, and it would work its way over into the rough. So he still might have had a 40-yard fairway, but only 15 yards of it were actual fairway. The other 25 yards were in the rough because there was one thing he wasn't going to do. He was not going to hit that ball in that water to the left. It never happened, and it wasn't going to happen. There's no way it was going to happen. He kept the ball in play. Gave, when you're a great trouble shot player, you can play out of bad spots, but you can't play from 10 feet underwater. Can't happen. I remember when I first started coaching Tiger, and he was hitting some wild drives, and his dad was alive at the time, and he said to me one day, he said, Hank, he said, don't worry about Tiger over there in the trees. He said, that's why his last name's Woods. And I never feared when he had a swing. If he had a swing, I thought, you know what? He'll be able to figure something out, and he'll get that ball up around the green, and he's got a short game to get it up and in. He just can't take penalty strokes. So fairways hit, I don't care. Don't worry about that. Worry about penalty shots and where they're happening. And fix your big miss. If you got a two-way miss, fix one of them first, and then we'll start working on the other one. That's how you play better golf. That's how you become a great, great player. All right, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, when you're analyzing your game, let's not worry about fairways hit. Let's worry about finding our ball. You do that, you'll be on your way to playing better golf. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.